Tips from the Top Floor, show number 69, November 4th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
We recently got the internet, and I've got one for myself today. I think everybody should have one, really. I mean, it's really great, you know. You can have a look at what the neighbor's doing over your little spy cam. Oh, no. Miss McMurphy, you shouldn't do that. No, don't. No, put it back on, please.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello, and welcome to Tips on the Top Floor. It's November the 4th, Friday show, and it's a bit of a longer one today. So bear with me through the housekeeping, which is going to be pretty interesting. Lots of interesting things there. Let's see, where do I get started? Oh, yes. Oh, I've been advertising my feed on Yahoo Podcasts for a few shows now, and the amount of reviews and ratings that have come in for the show on Yahoo really blew me away. I think we are at 80 reviews by now. That's 80 reviews. But then, I feel kind of guilty. I have no idea what Yahoo is doing, but it seems that they didn't quite update their feed for about 2 weeks now. It's still stuck on show number 62. If someone from Yahoo is listening to this over iTunes or any other podcatcher that actually works, please tell your colleagues from the Yahoo podcast team that unless they frequently update the podcasts, this thing simply won't fly. Or would you want 5 issues of your daily newspaper to arrive in a nice stack at the end of the week? Thank you, my listeners, for rating the show on Yahoo Podcasts. I'm sorry that they seem to really still be in beta, but I'm sure they'll get that sorted soon enough. I guess they probably underestimated the amount of podcasts that signed up and the amount of listeners that wanted to use the service. Hey, podcasting is here to stay. It won't go away and it will grow much, much bigger. The third top secret beanbag has been won by listener Ansonic from Germany. He did post number 12,345 on the forum, and that number spelled out is 12345. And if you are new to the show, you'll probably have two questions now. First, what is that top secret beanbag thing, and what does a beanbag have to do with photography anyway? Now, that last question is easily answered. I hate to carry around a bulky tripod, so years ago I looked around and learned about beanbags. And they're of a size that you can place them on top of things like rocks, fences, car windows, car roofs, tables, virtually anything, and put the camera on top so that it sits like in a small bed. This will hold your camera in the position you like and it'll easily fit into your photo bag. So in many situations, a beanbag makes a really nice quick tripod replacement without all the fiddling, and I love it. And listener Lee has made some beanbags to my specs. And if you're a member of the Tips from the Top Floor forum, you can win one by simply being an active poster. The first beanbag giveaway went to the listener who wrote post number 7000. The second one went to post number 8888. Another third one goes to the writer of post 12345. 12345. And the fun thing is, the criteria for that free beanbag giveaway are totally secret. So all you need is a bit of luck and you have the chance to win one. And speaking of the forum, have you ever seen an online forum with almost 1,000 subscribers and over 12,000 posts that hasn't seen a single flame war yet? I have the biggest respect for all the forum members. This is the kind of forum that I always wished for. Nice, helpful, relaxed, and very, very civilized people. And thank you all for that. It's a lot of fun being on the forum. The emotion assignment is over. I've posted the images in the Tips from the Top Floor gallery, so go check it out at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/gallery. And here comes the next assignment, which is open until Tuesday, November the 15th. And the topic for this assignment has been suggested by Rebecca, and it's old and new. And I can't wait to see what you'll make out of that. I already told you about the Portable Media and Podcast Expo that will take place in Ontario, California at the end of next week on November 11th and 12th, and there will be an award ceremony for the 2005 Podcast Awards. And if you remember, Tips from the Top Floor was the winner in the educational category. Now, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it there myself, but hey, we European podcasters have to stick together, so I asked Mark Hunter from the Tartan Podcast from Scotland if he wanted to accept the award on my behalf, so he will be there to pick it up. The ceremony will take place on Friday, November 11th in the Marriott across the street of the Ontario Convention Centre around 5 p.m, I think. And if you happen to be in the area and if you happen to own a video camera, I'd be really happy if you could drop by and do a bit of filming. That would be pretty cool. Okay, and there's some good news and some bad news. What do you want to hear first? The bad news? Okay. Bad news is that I will be on travel during the whole next week. Actually taking off tomorrow, and I won't be able to do any podcasts during that time. And I was so busy that I couldn't even do any proper pre-production, which means, well, there will be no shows next week. Now, before you get any withdrawal symptoms, here's the good news. I've posted the second part of Revisiting the Cows in the top secret area of the forum. This area is invisible for non-registered users, but if you are a forum member, you can download the MP3 directly from the forum, and it is basically the second part of the famous show number 40, the Moving Landscapes show. If you listen to that where I got almost electrocuted by an electric fence, yeah, I went back to that same spot and checked out the cows and saw how they were doing and recorded a bit, and it's posted on the forum. You have to be registered in order to see the top secret area, but then once you're in there, you can download the MP3. And here are a few more suggestions on what to do during next week. Number 3, use the time to go outside and take some beautiful pictures for the old and new assignment. Number 2, use the time to check back on old episodes. You'll find a link to all shows on the Tips from the Top Floor website, and with almost 70 shows, there's a lot of tips and tricks that have been covered so far, so you might want to go check back. And number 1, share your own tips and tricks by contributing an article to the new Tips from the Top Floor library. You don't have to be a professional writer in order to add something. There's a glossary, a section on image composition, photo technique, equipment, software, and so on and so on. And similar to how Wikipedia works, everyone can add something. So maybe that'll help you to get over the worst withdrawal symptoms until I'm back with a new show. Alright, and if you've actually made it through that long housekeeping section until here, here's a treat for you, another interview. And today on Skype, I have Scott Robert Lim from Los Angeles, California. He's a wedding photographer. And, well, I think I'll let him tell a bit about himself. Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Chris? It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure. Thanks for being here.
No problem. I am a wedding photographer. I've been doing wedding photography for 4 years now, full time, and I'm in the Los Angeles area, and I do a lot of more, I would say, upscale weddings, and I do about anywhere from 25 to 30 weddings a year.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it can be quite demanding sometimes, but I really enjoy it. It's a really great field to get into. It's exciting. It's also very demanding, too.
So you did that for 4 years. So you are pretty close to having, well, having started. And I think a lot of listeners on the show, I think, have one question: how to get into wedding photography? How did you get started?
Well, I think what helped me was for the last 12 years before I did wedding photography, I was partner in a graphic design company. So I knew a lot about composition and layout, and I did some photography for my company too that we would use in brochures and websites and so forth. So I was familiar with editing photos and knowing what a good photograph looked like. And then I've been always interested in photography since, you know, high school. So I've been doing photography for about 20 years, and it was kind of by accident almost. I was just kind of looking for a way to supplement my income, and I just, you know, I had six friends getting married 1 year, and I said, you know what, I'm going to practice on them, and I'm going to see if I can really do this wedding photography thing. So with those six weddings, I just kind of asked my friends if I could photograph their wedding, and I did it, and they really liked the coverage that I was able to get for them, and it turned out really well. And then from there, I kind of just let the word out that I was going into wedding photography, and one of my friends had a friend that was actually looking for a photographer, and they met with me, and they were kind of on a budget, which was great because I was just starting out. So it's kind of a win-win situation. I did their one wedding, and then they were so happy with my work, they told all their friends, and then I just started doing more and more wedding photography, and here I am.
Okay, so it's a bit different than I've heard from many others that were kind of going into wedding photography by being asked a lot about could you shoot our wedding? You are a photographer. So you took the other route. You basically went and started to advertise yourself. So how did you market that thing? What did you use? What marketing tools did you use?
The wedding photography business is a lot about referral. I mean, it's a little bit different in that most of the time, most of your business is going to be by referral. So once you kind of get in with a group of people and they like your work, then it can kind of, progress from there. But one of the things that I did that set me apart was when I did my first wedding, I actually, because I'm dabble in computers and I'm somewhat of a, a computer geek, and I like to do slideshows. So I created this slideshow for them and they loved it. I mean, I didn't charge them for it at the time. I just gave it to them and they started showing all their friends, 100 photos of my work, sets of music and everything. And that was a great marketing tool because they just were excited to show everybody their wedding with the slideshow that I created for them. And that was like 4 years ago, so slideshows weren't as popular as they are now.
So that was a computer-based slideshow of some sort.
Yes.
Cool.
So that's kind of, and now I actually put together slideshows for, I would say, 80% of my clients, and it works out really well. They end up not actually hiring videographers and hire me to do the slideshow, so it actually saves them some money. So I get the videography budget and I get the photography budget, and so it works out well for me.
Okay, so how does a normal, quote, normal assignment look like? Are you there on your own? Do you have a lot of assistants with you? How does that go?
I'm a little bit unique in that I usually handle the job alone. I may have an assistant to help me, hold a reflector here and there, or just kind of watch your equipment because you're carrying thousands of dollars of equipment around. And, in Los Angeles, people will just come in and steal stuff knowing that it's a wedding and a photographer's there. So, but basically, I handle everything by myself. Well, I carry two bodies. One body that has a telephoto lens on it, usually my 70 to 200 lens, f/2.8. And then I have another body that has a wide angle lens on it, a 10 to 22 lens. So those are my main lenses. Of course, I use the 20D, so, you know, you're going to have to multiply the range by 1.6. But I carry two bodies because you always need backup, because when you're doing a wedding, if your camera goes out, you got to have a backup. So, you know, your clients are paying you thousands of dollars to do their wedding, so you got to make sure that you have the right equipment.
What kind of preparations do you do for an assignment? Do you get together with a customer first and talk about what you're going to do, or is that all kind of implicit?
Now that I'm a little bit more established, on my website, I have over 1,000 photos. Most wedding photographers don't have that many photos on their website, but I show my clients everything that I do. So when they come to me, they kind of know my style. They may suggest a few things, a few group shots that are important to them, but they really, you know, want me, they're hiring me for my style. So they kind of give me free rein to do whatever I want to do. Now, when I first started out, it's funny, it's like the lower you charge, the more control they want to put over you. But once you start charging more, the less control they put over you, and they just figure you're an expert and they just let you do your thing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. But nowadays, they just pretty much give me free rein on what I want to do. And if they make me do something that I'm not comfortable with, or it's just really, I know that it's not the coverage that they really want, then I just tell them right up front. I said, listen, you know, you're hiring me for my signature style, and if I have to do all this other type of photography, you're not going to get what you hired me for.
So what is your signature style? I've looked at a couple of your pictures, and I saw some of them are very photojournalistic in style.
Yeah, you know, when I first started out, I was more photojournalistic in method, I think. And because I think that's the easiest way to start out as a wedding photographer, because you're just basically capturing what's given to you. You don't have to arrange anything. And then as I progressed into wedding photographer, I really started to like the portraiture style. So if you kind of like take the basics of classic portraiture and then you mix them with like fashion photography, then you get something that's really unique and special, and I find that the brides really, really like that. So I kind of blend the two methods together, the photojournalistic and the portraiture, and I think that's what my clients like, is that blending of both. And usually photographers are either in one camp or the other, but I kind of do both, and I think that's what separates me.
So that I think would then be kind of the formals. How about those informal shots during a reception or during dinner or whatever? That's then more the photojournalism style, right?
Yes, and like during the ceremony and during the reception, and that's when you really need your long lens, you know, the 70 to 200. You need a fast lens too. You need to, because mostly all the time in wedding photography, you're shooting in low light. So when you want to do a lot of photojournalism type of coverage, you got to have a fast lens, a long lens, because you got to get in there. So you got to stand far enough away so they don't know that you're there.
So what is it that you then, after taking the pictures, deliver to your customers? The slideshow kind of stuff, but what else?
Well, it depends on the package that they choose. Most of my clients want an album, so I usually provide an album for them. There's a couple different types of albums that I create. A popular one is the montage type of album, where you put like, you know, 50 images or 50 to 100 images all in one album, and you lay it out like a magazine, and it's all bound in a nice leather book, and it's a really nice piece. And then also, like I said before, I'm kind of unique, but I provide slideshows for my clients, which works out really well.
Do you do any printing yourself, or do you have a lab that does that for you?
Pretty much, you know, the whole, I think in the future, wedding photographers will, you know, print at home. But right now, it's pretty tough. I mean, you're probably safer just jobbing out and sending out your work to a lab. But yeah, I do all my editing, and then I send out the final images to a lab.
Okay, yeah, well, I do that too. I tested quite a few labs before I found one that I was really happy with, and I chose to work with them. It's just easier, and I don't take that much time then in order to do the printing. And
exactly. Because when let's face it, when you print at home, you'll probably print one print, but then you'll end up printing it three times to get it the way you like it. So it does take a lot of time if you're going to, print at home.
Do you have any fun stories, anything that happened to you during any of your assignments that you could tell the listeners about?
let's see, anything interesting. The wedding day every wedding is really exciting because you're there on a once-in-a-lifetime day, so the energy is really high, the excitement is really high. Every wedding is kind of unique, but then at the same time, they're all kind of the same, too. I don't really have any stories I could tell over the air. I do have some interesting stories, but for the most part, every wedding is really a special day.
Okay.
And a lot of emotion is portrayed in all my clients. So it's really great to be a part of it. I feel honored that, I am photographing their wedding.
Yeah, and I think you'll have to have a certain level of discretion about what happens on those receptions.
Yes, exactly. Especially with all the drinking being done.
Right. Okay, do you have any last tips, tricks for any of our listeners about photography, and maybe especially about the low light kind of photography that you usually do during those wedding shots?
First of all, I think the main thing when it comes to photography, and especially wedding photography, is capturing emotion. Because when you think about it, no other art form captures emotion better than photography. It's kind of unique to itself. So I think when you go into a situation, especially wedding photography, you're always trying to capture emotion. And that's the number one thing. I mean, you can have, the crappiest technique, but if you capture that emotion, your client's going to buy that print. They're going to love that print because the emotion is there. And I think an important thing in regards to low lighting, you're shooting in low lighting, you got to have the right equipment, first of all. The new Canon digital SLRs are really amazing at high ISO speeds. I often shoot at 1600, 3200 if I have to. And, you can also bring those images through a filter, and in the end, it's like you get some spectacular images with hardly any grain. But you got to use fast lenses. You got to invest in some, pretty decent lenses. So that's, and also for low light, you need to use your flash effectively and to create natural lighting from your flash. Probably one of the best tools for lighting and flash photography is the Light Sphere by Gary Fong. It's a light diffuser that fits on top of your flash, and it really creates some amazing lighting. It's kind of like a portable lighting studio right on top of your flash, and it disperses the light so evenly that all your shots come out really, really natural looking and even indoors. And that's a great tool that you could use.
Cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you should check out his song. You could check out his site. Gary Fong has an amazing blog that you can look up on Google. And he basically, he's a multimillionaire photographer that just kind of shares his entire life on his blog. So he talks about, he's really doesn't do too much photography now. He's more of an inventor and a real estate investor, but he started off in wedding photography, and he was one of the founders of Pictage. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Pictage. It's like an online ordering. Clients can go online and order their prints, and they, different photographers post their, their pictures from weddings on there, and then the clients can come and buy pictures and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, He's got an interesting blog if you're ever into photography. I think he has like a subscription level of like 80,000 people or something like that. It's pretty ridiculous.
Oh, I should get to those numbers one day, hopefully.
I'll
definitely put a link to him onto the show notes.
And another thing, if you really, really want to learn photography, there's this event in Vegas by the WPPI. And all the best photographers go there and speak. And I think for about $200, you can go in and go to every single class offered there. And you really learn from the best. And they have, you know, all the camera manufacturers are there, from Canon to Nikon and Tamron. And everybody is there, and Epson. So, and there's about like 2,000 or 3,000, you know, crazy wedding photographers walking around. But you really, really get to learn from the best and how to manage your business, how to market yourself, everything, every aspect there is to learn about wedding photography, you can learn there. This year, I believe, it's in April sometime, the convention in Vegas.
Cool. Scott, what's your website?
It is scottrobertgallery.com.
ScottRobertGallery. That's ScottRobert Gallery.com. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
And that was Scott Robert Lim from the Los Angeles area. He's a wedding photographer, and I've put all the links that he mentioned into the show notes of today's show. And that was it for another edition of Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want to, well, keep Tips from the Top Floor in the center of focus, if you want to keep your host happy, if you want to help the show to grow and in the long run actually keep the show alive, why don't you go to vote at Podcast Alley? I put the link in the show notes as well. Thank you so much. As I said, I will be gone for a whole week, and there won't be a show for a whole week, but I've put the secret file on the forum, so just sign up and you will have access to listen to the Revisiting the Cows show. Okay, my name's Chris Marquardt. This was Tips from the Top Floor, show number 69. Have a great week and a great weekend, and happy shooting.